Someone once told me to stop writing. That might have been the best advice, but I didn't take it. It made me wary of taking advice. I listened to understand it, but steadfastly refused to take what I heard at face value. Don't write about living people, they might take it badly. Write, but get a proper job. Writing is wrong. Some things must not and cannot be written down. Write about what you know. All good, or at least interesting, if contradictory, pieces of advice on the face of it. But how about, for example, writing to find out about what you don't know? Or writing as a job in itself? Shades of meaning crowd round every piece of advice I ever received. I never took anything as truth, only as something to think about. I can dismantle a motorbike engine and reassemble it for you. Can you do that with a poem? Show me how it works. The implicit advice of that question, to give it up, that poetry business, as an unscientific or worse, outmoded technology for getting around in an age of speed, was put to me by the master of a predominantly scientific college who was, I supposed, questioning my place in it. So, being me, I said, yes, I can, and left it at that. Whether I could or not, I felt I could. I was rejecting the advice to give it up because, as you know, I was never going to give it up. But it did help me distill a piece of advice for myself. You're probably not telling the truth because you haven't understood what the truth is. You probably don't understand what he means by the question. You haven't enough information. And anyway, he seems to confuse the truth of how a poem works with mathematical truth as expressed in engineering. He had a hand in developing the jet engine. It always struck me as a fallacy to think that 2 + 2 = 4 is truth, and there is no other truth. Culture, human life, is not mathematical, but emotional. The emotional response to simple beauty in mathematics, or the impact of the engineering associated with it, is only one strand in a range of emotions available to people, and not, from my perspective, the most important. Our love lives and relationships are not mathematical but personal, embedded in culture and biology. Informed by the music of Bach or the buildings of Venice, but chaotic and alive. Money can be calculated between us, but language is a more slippery medium of exchange in the way it both creates and destroys truth in our lives. Or, if truth can neither be created nor destroyed, language is one of the more interesting mediums through which it can change its state. Or, if nothing is true, this at least is what I feel. I gave myself this piece of advice. You may be wrong about the mechanics, but don't let it stop you writing as an interesting way to feel and think. I get on my hobby horse, like he gets on his bike. Let's see where it gets us.